my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
That's what this is. Dan Durkholz, our roving musical journalist, will be along in a while to talk about some of the national releases out, as well as concerts, too. And it'll be kind of a slow concert season for him, but maybe some of the best shows will drag those out of him as well. But Slam and Sammy Sound pops up first. To keep it local, and we'll get into some area bands and some of their sounds and where they're playing in a bit, but also Play It Forward, the organization in which she's dedicated more of her life than she ever thought she would have, or probably wouldn't have done it to begin with. But she's in, and there's no looking back. Getting instruments in the hands of high school kids. It is mostly high school kids, isn't it?
Kindergartners, grade school, high school, toddlers, we don't care.
So no, you're wrong, John. You are way off the mark, John. It's everybody. It's everybody. And I like to get, a little update. And hopefully you got a story to tell me that you were able to get some trumpets and piccolos and jews harps. And,
I want to hear more about the swinet.
You know what the swinet is?
Well, I think everyone else wants to know.
Well, it involves taking a live pig and turning it around and using the back end of the pig and threading the very fine pig tail hairs over the back to act as reeds and squeezing the pig to make certain sounds, almost bagpipe-esque. You never want to kiss a swinet player, by the way.
You say it so seriously that I just don't know if it's true or not.
Right. You know, people tell me that all the time about all kinds of things. My accountant, for example, says the same thing. All right, so what do you got? What's going on? Tell me you got some instruments.
Where are we at? What would we do this week? Did I talk about the violins? I met the guy at Schnucks.
I abhor violins.
What?
Oh, violins.
Violins.
Is it violence? Okay. Sorry, my bad. Talk about violence.
No, some guy randomly contacted me off the website. He actually heard about it on this show right here.
Good.
And he lived in Collinsville, same as my hometown. And we met at Schnucks in Collinsville on Monday, and gorgeous, brand new violins. I mean, I think one of them's valued at like $475.
Yeah.
And we did the exchange in the parking lot of Schnucks. That's how we do it.
Sounds a little seedy, though.
It does a little bit, doesn't it?
Come Alone, unmarked violins.
I was getting my tomatoes. He was bringing the violins. And then he tells me, and I love this, because this is, again, the whole concept of Play It Forward. He's got these bells that the teacher that you and I had worked with at the school, I can't think of his name.
Mr. Martin.
That was part of his wish list that he'd asked for those orchestra bells. And I was like, whoa, that's a tall order for Play It Forward, but you never know. And this guy happens to have a brand new set of orchestra bells. And on our next rendezvous at Schnucks, he's bringing me the orchestra bells.
Nice.
And I will be passing those on to Mr. Martin.
Terrific.
I know. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's very cool. What are you looking for right now?
Everything. I've got some guitars in from Steve Housewright from Strings Attached. I need another cello because, boy, we put those cellos out there and all of a sudden everybody wants one.
Right.
And the kid that we gave the cello to, man, I got a beautiful note from his teacher and his mom and the whole backstory of the kid. And I don't want to share it all because it's personal and it's kind of sad. But what we do for Play It Forward is really change this young man's life. I can tell you that.
That's why you do it.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Any fundraisers coming up for Play It Forward?
Jeremy from Bottoms Up Blues Gang and I are going to do a dynamic duo thing at the Duck Room on December 22nd, which, by the way, is also El Moncero night, I believe.
Well, it's one of seven.
One of seven. So we'll be down in that area doing a duo thing. There's like five duo artists. Kimmy Voom from Toco Fest is involved in that. So we'll see what happens. Oh, and I just saw her at the Shanty the other night. And they have some students or some people involved with Toco that they need to do some volunteer time. So I'm going to actually send some of her people into some of my schools and do some hands-on teaching with some of the students. So we're kind of evolving a little bit, which
terrific.
Is fantastic.
Terrific. So 22nd at the Duck Room?
At the Duck Room.
All right. That's on the calendar. We will check that out as well.
Cool.
Play it forward, STL.com. Org.
Org.
Play it forward, STL.org. For more information, take a look around next time you're in the basement or the attic and you see an instrument that's doing you absolutely no good whatsoever, know you could change somebody's life. You really could. And you could meet Sam at Schnucks. So it's kind of a bonus.
But not with pianos, please.
Yeah, pianos got them. How many did you move before you made that rule?
Three.
Yeah, three. It's like, okay, nope. Electronic keyboards. That's it. All right, let's get on to some of the music. What do you got for us this week?
Oh, one of my favorite people in St. Louis, and I know he's one of your favorites, Brian Clark.
Played
song
with him for
man.
A while.
You did?
Yeah, I did a few shows with him at the Dorset Inn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's also played with Willie Nelson. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. There's a great song that Toby Keith wrote about Willie Nelson. Do you know what it is?
I'm never going to get high with Willie Nelson
never
again or something.
Never smoke pot with Willie Nelson
You're
again.
Right. That's what it is.
I would smoke pot with Willie Nelson. Would you?
That's illegal. If I was in Colorado.
Or Washington.
If I was in Colorado.
I would.
Just to have the story. And Willie Nelson was at the pageant, and I saw him at the show, and he also gave me a signed guitar for my charity event. But I was standing outside his bus. I wasn't on his bus. I was standing outside the bus.
You were so on the bus.
No, I was not on the bus.
You weren't allowed on the bus?
But there was a very interesting smell.
From the bus?
Yes.
What was it?
Not what you think.
What was it?
It smelled like popcorn because his bus runs on used popcorn oil.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
It happened.
Somebody Google it.
It happened.
Like popcorn.
Yes.
Okay.
So the bus smelled like very strongly of popcorn. And I had asked his manager, he said, well, the bus runs on it.
That's awesome.
And it masks the other smell, I guess. I don't know. All right, back to Brian Clark.
Sure thing, Nelly.
Who, by the way, sounds as much like Van Morrison as Van Morrison sounds like Van Morrison.
Brian Clark is just a cool dude. He laid out the very first issue for St. Louis Sound Magazine back in the day. And we made that deal over Bloody Marys at a bar somewhere.
Well, it got you out of the Schnucks parking lot. Something new from Brian, have we?
Well, you can check out Brian. And Brian is great for office parties, private parties, events. Keep him in mind. I mean, the guy is just fantastic. He's a one-man show. So you can check him out at brianclarkonline.com. And on Friday at 8 p.m., the Tuscan Tavern at 5800 Southwest Avenue in St. Louis, 8 p.m. I believe there's no cover charge to get into there.
When is that?
On Friday, 12/13.
Oh, a week from tomorrow.
A week from
okay.
tomorrow.
All right.
And then on the 21st at 6:30, Paul, how do you pronounce that?
I want to hear your version first. Come on.
Minoni's? Minoni's?
I adore you. Paul Minio's.
Minio's. All right, then.
Right out here, Westport. It's right across the walkway over there on Saturday the 21st.
Yeah, we should go there. Minoni's. Minoni's. Whatever.
Quit while you're behind.
This is a great track. It's called Field of Joy. I love it.
Good morning, everybody. Do you hear that rooster crow? Can you feel that sun rising? Today we've got some place to go. Now it's the place we've been before, but we were just passing through. But today we're gonna stick around. We may never move. We're going down to the fields, down to the fields, down to the fields of joy. Down to the fields, out to the fields, this morning in the fields of joy. Now when we get there, don't you be surprised at the people that we meet. Well, there'll be folks from all around the world grooving to the beat. There will be baskets of understanding. There'll be coolers filled with love.
Brian Clark, website Brian Clark Online. There's no E at the end of Clark like some people spell it. It's just C-L-A-R-K. And some shows coming up, including where is he playing out here at Westport on the 21st?
Across the street where you played that one time.
What's the name of that place?
Paul Minoni's.
Paul Minio's. Paul Minio's.
Why do we go through this every week, listeners, by the way?
Oh, it's great fun. Great fun. All right, who else are you sharing with us?
Oh, man, the Kingdom Brothers. Are you familiar?
I'm not.
Oh, man.
I should be, though, apparently.
This is awesome. And I wish they had some closer dates to talk about, so we may spin them again in a couple of months. But on March 29th, there's a fundraiser for the new Blues Museum opening up in St. Louis. Dave Beardsley from STLBlues.net heads that up, along with John May and the STL Blues Society. I don't know if a lot of people know this, that St. Louis is getting a blues museum.
We have been hearing about it for decades.
For a little while. But I think their open date is 2013 or 2014, something like that. So it's on its way. Fundraisers, sponsors, money, money, money. But I've seen like the prototype of the layout and the things that they're going to have. It's going to be fantastic. It's a great thing for the city.
I assume that the Kingdom Brothers are a blues band, assuming that they're having, you know, a fundraiser for a new blues museum.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They played at the Oyster Bar a couple of times. I've checked them out over the years. So anyway, the fundraiser is March 29th at Christ Church, 210 Locust Street, which is that beautiful church right there in Locust. And on April 20th, Main Street's Barbecue and Blues in Washington, Missouri. You can check them out on Facebook, and they actually have a mobile app right now that you can download all their music, which I think is kind of cool.
And how do we do that?
I don't know. Technology, man. You get on your phone, you look for an app.
Okay.
Like being on the MySpace.
Or you just go into Paul Mionio's and ask them if they know. Do you have something from the Kingdom Brothers to play for us?
Testify. Like it?
Almost Allman Brothery with the vocals there.
Ooh.
Sounding Allman-esque.
Allmanistic.
King the Brothers, Testify, the tune, and some shows coming up down the road a piece. So we'll have them on again and share some of that. So one more. Might this be the Dr. Zhivegas?
Hello, rock star.
Is this a brand new release? What's the story from them?
No, this is an older release, but the name of the track is Star, which, hello, Frankie is a rock star. Rock star hair, rock star clothes, body, you name it.
So my pastor tells me
weird
that, what, a Jew's got a pastor?
Pretty much.
Don't judge.
Okay.
That Frankie attends from time to time. She said the funny thing is, still never takes the rock star glasses off during the whole service.
Dude, he flies to London just to get glasses. The guy's amazing.
Love me some Frankie and Dr. Zhivagos.
I do too.
And they've got a show about every 15 minutes somewhere.
You can drive down the street and find them somewhere. However, on tomorrow night, you can catch them at River City Casino at Judy's Velvet Lounge. Have you been there for a show?
No.
Oh, my God. It's really nice. They have velvet chairs that you can sit on, and they're red.
Hence the Velvet Lounge name.
Just wanted to mention that it's really true. On December 8th, again at River City Casino, a twofer.
Okay.
And December 9th, Christmas for Kids at Lake of the Ozarks. Wow, where is that at the Lake of the Ozarks? Did I write that down?
Lake Ozark, which is actually a town in the Lake of the Ozarks. But, yeah, that's right in the middle of it all. That's where it's all happened. Do you know where? Well, I don't. If they want, I'm sure they could go to the website at drzhivagos.com.
Yes.
And find it.
It's a great website. Right. And there's a great big picture on the cover of Frankie, like in this rock star status. So you should go to the website, just check it out.
He's a rock star. What are you
gonna do? He really, he really is.
Did you see the wedding pictures?
They were
rock stars.
I didn't know who the bride was.
That was... Oh, Frankie, I didn't say that. That was Sam, by the way. All right, and that was... The song we're going to play from them is actually off of an EP they put out a little while ago.
Yeah, right? And, you know, and they do a lot of cover stuff, Dance Boogie, which is fantastic for the clubs and dancing. So when they branched out and put out an album, I thought it was kind of cool.
They are shopping a reality show, and they've actually filmed the sizzle reel and the pilot, and it may actually come to fruition. And it's, by all accounts, it sounds really cool.
You amaze me with your knowledge of information of things that I don't even know.
What, because I can say Minios? Play it forward.
And
what?
I just wanted to mention, you know, we always talk about Ethan Jones and Ethan's new album that just came out, which we need to have Ethan in here one of these days. Frankie produced that album.
Did he really?
Not only is a rock star, reality show TV star, producer, bride.
Amazing.
What more is there?
Play it forward, STL.org, for more information. And again, we implore you to check out, see if you got any instrumentation. Certainly, you know, monetary donations are nice, too, because then Sam turns around and buys musical equipment and gets that stuff to the kids. So always important. Good seeing you, darling.
Great. Well, always, honey.
Well done, as always. And we go out with star. It's Dr. Zhivagos on Thursday Night Music Club.
Pumping like the woofles in your speakers, but tonight making you weaker, feeling like Superman. This my jam. Bottles popping in both my hands. Bottles popping in both my hands. Bottles, both my hands.
Gonna feel like a star tonight. Gonna fly at the speed of light. I'ma get mine, ain't no we gon' stop my shine.